The Socceroos have returned to full intensity training in Russia as they prepare for their next match against Denmark in 2 days' time. The Danes won their first game against Peru, meaning Australia probably needs to beat the Scandinavians if they're to progress further in the tournament. But several pundits, like the former Danish international Kasper Lorentzen, don't believe that's very likely. He spoke with Europe correspondent James Glenday at the Socceroos training base in Kazan.
The focus has been a lot on the Peruan game because they thought that was the final. Uh-huh. And when you think of that, I think they see Australia as the weakest team of the group.
But, so they see a team to easily beat.
No, hard to beat, but maybe more easy not to lose against, because I think Australians' greatest performance against France is that they're hard to score against. But of course, offensively, they have something, but the strong side is the defense, and actually it's also the strong side of the Danish team, so maybe it's going to be a draw then.
Australia probably has to beat Denmark to progress to the next round, realistically, given that Denmark won the first game. Do you think anyone in Denmark is expecting that to happen?
No, not at all. But I will say that we had a very lucky win against Peru, a bad game. You had a unlucky lost point against France, and a good performance. And my point of view after these two games was that this is going to be more tight than I expected.
How much does Christian Eriksen mean to Denmark? If he does well, does the team do well? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it is. It was that in the qualification. He was the man. It was Christian Eriksen going to the World Cup now.
Right.
And that's it's hard to say that against the other players, but he is the best player. When he works, Denmark often wins, and he had a bad game against Peru, but still he
created the goal.
Exactly, and he was the game winner, game changer in that action. So he is the most important guy that has to play good for Denmark.
Do people at home expect that Denmark can make it to the quarterfinals or even further?
I think the people were expecting to go further than the group stage would be successfully. From there, it can be Argentina, Croatia, and so on, and that's going to be difficult as well. But we saw the Peruan game again as the final, because maybe the hardest opponent for the second place. Mm-hmm. So the expectation is now that we won against Peru, of course we're going to go through, but I will try to tell them on television, it's not going to be that easy, but the expectation is that they're going to go through now, yeah.
Former Danish international Kasper Lorentzen speaking there with Europe correspondent James Glenday in Kazan.